stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and
we're working 9 to 5. If you're willing to do it, I believe you should be able to pay for the basic necessities of life. Call me a raging liberal or whatever you would like, but I think that's the basic social contract. Is it not, my friends? My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, we begin the beginning, my friends. Exactly where we started is where we will end today. And that is, where in the world is Eric Hovde? Well, 15 minutes ago, he just dropped a video refusing to concede. Is anyone surprised here? And making all sorts of absolutely false, completely bogus allegations about elections in Milwaukee. I'm just going to say this. I've played a lot of sports. I've tried cases. I've been in a lot of courtrooms. I've argued hundreds of motions. I've been in political theater, if you will. I've made arguments in committee hearings. I have been talking and competing, if you will, for the greater majority of my life. Basically, as soon as I could walk, I wanted to play a sport. And I will just say this. The whiniest losers on the planet were always the rich kids. Always. Because little Johnny couldn't be told that he was actually no good at T-ball. Eric Hovde is a whiny little rich guy loser. Right? I mean,
how could I possibly lose?
Well, you did. And here's why you did. Tammy Baldwin's a regular person from Wisconsin, and no one here doubts her Wisconsin bona fides. That's why. Because you're a carpetbagger, 100 millionaire with a net worth somewhere north of 150 million and south of 500 million. That's a crap load of money. You might act like you care about the price of milk. You don't. That's why. Just my opinion. Anyways, I'm not even going to play the Hovde statement because I do not want to give air to inflammatory nonsense. No, thank you. And I really want to say thanks to every single one of my texters and callers. Y'all, if you have been doing this with me for a while, you know I try to respond to everybody. I try to have a conversation. We have a little fun, few yucks, and maybe some meaningful exchanges. And as a reminder, I'm going to try to do this more frequently on the air. Here are my three rules for callers, because I tend to cut people off. Some hosts don't. And I've gotten some heat for that. But there is a method to my madness. Here are the rules if you are a caller. Do not deflect from the issue. Do not disinform. If I know something to not be true, a hyperbolic exaggeration thus that is of a scale that could be misinterpreted, misunderstood, I will cut you off. And the last thing is, don't discriminate. Don't talk about groups and label them based on group identity. That will not be tolerated, okay? So just, it's the three D's of debate on the Maggie Dawn Show. Y'all ready? Write them down. Don't deflect. Don't disinform. And do not discriminate. And with that, we're going to take our last caller of the day. My good friend, Gary. Gary, it's love to see you. Lovely to see you on the caller list. How you doing? What do you want to say this afternoon?
Maggie, I'm glad you decided to take my call. I could hear you talking to the call screener. Oh, it's Gary. Well, I'm going to take my... Well, maybe you're not, but I'm glad you decided to.
That's...
So I was eavesdropping on you. Sorry.
I don't smack talk my callers most of the... Okay, no, CJ. Always, CJ, I smack talk a little bit, but like CJ and I have those tete-a-tetes face-to-face as well. Gary, my friend, what would you like to say? I'm just glad we had time.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you that, you know, I reflect back on this election, and I'm not gloating at all. I'm just going to tell you what I see.
Sure.
And what I see is when somebody is calling my guy, the guy that I'm voting for, the guy that I trust that's going to do a good job as President of the United States, they call him Hitler, a Nazi, and then they go, to, and then they everybody goes to New York to Madison Square Garden, and they refer to that as a Nazi party like in 1938 and all that sort of stuff. That when you call Trump a Nazi, that's calling me, my wife, my kids, and everything a Nazi. And I think that that's why I got so pissed that I went out there and was, you know, canvassing for him way more than I normally would.
Can I just ask you, I just want to hop in and ask you this question. Setting aside the Nazi label, do you agree that Donald Trump frequently says pretty racist and offensive things?
I think that he says stupid stuff, and I know he is taken out of context. A lot of this stuff, like okay. the burning a bloodbath, that was so
okay. Fake. Forget bloodbath. I want to talk calling people animal. We're going to run out of time. Gary, will you call me back tomorrow? Promise me, Gary, you will call me back tomorrow, and we will continue this most fabulous discussion, because I think the name calling is a problem. It is a deep problem, but so is name calling, if you will. You get my drift? Like, you can't call people animals and then be like, don't call me a racist, when you've defined animals on the basis of their race, gender, sexual orientation, preference, or the fact that they have an immigration status that is in question. That does not an animal define. That is racism to me. We will discuss more with Gary tomorrow. I've got to leave it here. There might be a little overtime with Dom Salvia. Not sure. Maybe you'll get a little extra Maggie, Gary. And as ever and always, I appreciate every single one of you, including my conservative friends, or whatever we call it ourselves now, progressives, wrong, right, who knows, left, right, center. The labels don't matter. I'm Maggie Dawn. You have been listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where every day we try to talk about real news and have great conversation. And I'll leave you as we always have. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is better, maybe even best, when we stand together. Tax billionaires more.